Hey, do you mind if I sit here? You know the break room is completely empty and it's so late that we're the only two here. But yeah, so since we've been assigned to the same project, I just wondered if we could maybe clear the air a little. I just think it would be easier if we got along better. Thank you. I know that we can work this out. So first I need to admit something to you. I should have talked about it with the team earlier, but it's embarrassing, and I've had some bad reactions in the past. It's just that I'm really kind of bad at communicating. Like, sometimes I have a little trouble with what people say versus what they mean. I think it's impacting my productivity and I really want to do better. You have to work with me on this. Insulting me won't help anyone, you know? What do you mean? What do you mean? You just said I was the worst worker here. Oh, you meant it sarcastically? Oh, do you really think I'm a good worker? And you were teasing me. Okay. Well, this is what I'm talking about. I don't deal with insults well, and sometimes you say things like that, and then I react and maybe call you a jerk or something, and you get really quiet, and I don't know what to do. We depend on each other to get our projects done, and I'm always so afraid that I've done something, and okay. I'm coming down. I'm sorry, I just wanted to do this while we're both here alone, because I was afraid that I might embarrass myself like I just did. Why are you apologizing? You don't make an ass of yourself all the time. Oh, so you're always just teasing and being friendly the whole time. Oh god, I must have seemed so cold to you, like a total bitch. So you were just confused by my reactions. Yeah, that does make sense. No. Look, I don't want you to have to, you know, change your whole personality just to interact with me. I like how you are. I mean, everyone likes how friendly you are. So, you know, what if you just made it a little obvious when you were just teasing me or being sarcastic? I know it's a pain, but yeah, like that. If you just kind of let me know before or after you're joking, that would be wonderful. And I won't assume that you're being mean. I guess that means that you're always just trying to include me, which is really nice. I mean, most people just think I'm weird, you know, what with my attire and everything. I know you're lying to protect me. I hear what everyone says behind my back. That's true. Okay, fine. Not everyone. There's some very kind people that work here. And I never heard you say anything like that before. No, I never disliked you. I just found you difficult. No. Okay. Not like that. Like, difficult to understand. I always worried that you hated me. Oh. Right. No, I'm not. Okay, maybe, yes, I am a little upset. How can you tell me something like that and expect me to not be upset? No, I'm not mad. I'm just upset. You can't just tell someone that they're sexy or that you like them for a really long time. Well, I mean, there should be rules against it. Why are you laughing? It's not fair, that's why. What if just, hypothetically, what if you said something like that to a coworker? And, I mean, she already has a crush on you. And sometimes when they were alone, they even fantasized about being important to you. Yeah, like a girlfriend, or someone who wakes up with you, and, oh god, what am I doing? I just want to make things less awkward. And I should probably just go. Maybe tomorrow we can pretend that... What are you... That's not... I don't... Do you really want me? Okay. No, I mean, okay, you can have me, like, right now. I want you so badly. You have no idea. Like, you could ask me to do almost anything and I would say yes. I shouldn't even be saying that, should I? But I trust you. Maybe even love you. Fuck. I should have definitely not said that. It's like I'm drunk. Look, if you fuck me, I think I might belong to you. And I want to. Tell me what to do, please. You want to see my breasts? I'm unbuttoning my blouse, and it's off, and my bra. I don't always like them. I think of stretch marks, plus they're not as perky as, you know, Amanda's tits. Oh, you like them? Will you put your hands on them for me? Oh, yeah. It's been so long since someone touched me like this. What do you want me to do next? Do I want to sit on your lap? Yes, please. You want me to sit so I'm facing away from you? Okay. Oh, I see. You can kiss my neck while you can put one hand on my breast. And your fingers, they go up against my skirt. Oh, yes, yes. Please keep touching me like that. Yeah, I can feel your cock pressing into me from behind. Oh, I want that very much. Would you put your hand in under my panties now? I think I need your finger inside me. Please? Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, you feel so nice inside me. You just know how to touch me. Please stop. Please stop. No, I'm fine. Better than fine. I just want to come that way. I want to feel closer to you. Please. I don't think I can do this unless I pull my skirt all the way up. To here. No. I'll just straddle you and... Oh, fuck. This feels really good. To be close to you like this. Here I am. Grinding on your lap. Desperate for... what I'm feeling, just on the other side of a few layers of fabric. Can you feel my heat? Can you feel how wet I am for you? Can you feel how hard my nipples are pressing into your chest? You did this to me. I think you should do the responsible thing and just fuck me. Please, please, I promise to come really well for you. And I won't stop until you're done. No, no, we don't need a condom. I'm on the pill. I mean, I should be fine today. It's hard to focus. Yeah, yeah, if you want. We could just use the table. Or you could just bend me over your desk. Or we could just go to your car. I don't think I can wait much longer. Yeah. I'll lay down for you on the table. Let me just pull my skirt up all the way and spread my legs wide for you. Please. Please get on top of me. Please. Fuck. Oh, your weight feels so good. And you smell amazing. Oh my god. I feel you pressing into me. Oh fuck. Please. Please, can I have it? Will you give me a cock? I'll be so good for you. Yeah. Put your hands in my hair. Holding me so gently. Look me in the eyes. Yeah. Just keep pushing in. It's okay. It's okay. I haven't fucked in years. Yeah. Do I feel that tight? Yeah, yeah, all the way inside me. I haven't ever been with someone I care about this much. Please go slowly, okay? You fill me so completely. Yeah. Please kiss my neck. And tender like I thought you'd be. Keep going. Keep going. You can go faster. You won't break me. Can you feel how tight my legs are holding? Yeah. My hand on the back of your head. I don't want to let go. Please. Please use me. No. I know you. You aren't just going to use me and leave me. But if you want to use my body until you come, it's okay. It's okay. If it's you, no one else. Fuck. I'm so close. Didn't I tell you? It'd come so well for you. I can be a good girl for you. Just for you. Can I come now, please? Yeah. Yeah. You can come with me. Yeah. Come inside me, please. I'll be yours, won't I? That was the best. No, I mean it. I'll never lie about it. It's never been that good. Oh, you don't have to clean up on your own. I'll help. I made a lot of that mess. Yeah. I'll understand if this is just a one-time thing. No, I don't want this to be just once either. I kind of want it to be silly and romantic. Not movie romantic. I'm not that sappy. I just meant, you know, maybe watching anime in pajamas romantic. Oh. Look, if you don't like anime, it can be what. It can be really distracting. Do you want to come to my place later tonight? I have a lot of things I want to say to you. And do to you. Please.